Like so many ancient rites, its origins are shrouded in mystery. The practice for hundreds of years, the first April Fool's prank is lost to history. No one is sure what it was, when it was, or who pulled it off. All anyone knows is it must have been pretty good, enough to get a laugh, and that others wanted to try it. It's been suggested by some historians that April Fool's Day originated in 1582 when France was changing from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar. Others think it might be linked to a celebration that took place in ancient Rome. Whichever theory is correct, it's clear that spring seems to be a time for joyful celebrations. Whether it's Purim or Mardi Gras, breaking the bonds of winter is an appropriate time to party, to be a bit silly. Whenever it began, the holiday spread throughout Britain in the 18th century. It's said that back then, people were sent out on phony errands, much like I was told to do on my first day of work in a shoe store. I was putting away stock, and I was told to get a shelf stretcher to make more room for the boxes. Of course, while I looked, others laughed, because there's no such thing as a shelf stretcher. Shelves can't be stretched. The shoes can. It's a lesson that I learned, and I still remember. It seems to me that in the midst of the pandemic that is keeping most of us locked within our homes, April Fool's Day is a bit of levity during a dark and dreary time. We are witnesses to, and participants in, an extraordinary time in history. With each passing day, we're more likely to know someone who has contracted the virus, someone who's struggling to breathe, and who's struggling to survive. Or we ourselves may have it either with or without symptoms. And while the impact on people's health and our healthcare system is all too real, we are also learning of massive layoffs and cuts in budgets that are having profound effects on people's livelihood. Even people who never worried about their incomes before are now facing uncertain times. And uncertainty breeds fear and anxiety, a sense of discord and discomfort. And thus, during this difficult and challenging time, we need to find a way to smile, a way to laugh. Not in an attempt to deny or hide from what is happening, but in an effort to remember joy and happiness and be able to find a renewed sense of energy and focus. Laughter isn't a denial of the darkness that we're seeing. It is an acknowledgement that in the depths of hardship, we can still see the beauty that surrounds us and still experience joy and happiness. So this April Fool's Day, remember to laugh, to smile, and don't be fooled if someone asks you to get a shelf stretcher. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and Our Jewish Community. And as always, thanks for listening.